All right, welcome back to Double Fries, No Slaw. I talked about this both on social media and I've hinted at it here on the channel, but I want to do a series over the next four or five videos that we put out. Now, if there's any breaking news, that could cut into that. But a series just kind of on how Florida State moves forward, some of the changes that we anticipate, and then really what the expectations are with those changes. Obviously, as you know, we talked for 2 months about how we thought Mike Norvell would ultimately not be the coach anymore. And then we've reacted a ton to the announcement to bring him back for 2026. And we talked about how we just kind of have to pivot off of that, right? I may not think Mike Norvell is the coach that should be at Florida State, but I don't know that I can do another 10 or 12 months worth of content around fire Mike Norvell, right? And so with that, I think there is the hope for some kind of optimism. Now, I don't want to just sell you a bag of optimism and tell you that everything is going to be okay. You just put your head in the sand and ignore all of the challenges and the difficulties that we face. But I do think there's an aspect of, okay, how do we move forward? Are we just kicking the can down the road? Are there legitimate changes that could happen with this program and that will happen with this program that can give you some sense of optimism, even if it's not for Mike Norvell's tenure specifically, maybe just the football program in general going forward. We've talked about this and talked about it a little bit in the last video that I'm kind of done blaming Mike Norvell, because at the end of the day, I may not think he's cut out for the job, but the structure around FSU football to me is not set up for success. And so even if these changes don't directly impact Mike Norvell's long-term future, short-term future, whatever, at FSU, are they changes that will have lasting impacts for the next guy, for the next coach, whoever that ends up being? Part one of the series is going to be talking about the biggest change that I think we're going to see in Tallahassee, and that is the hiring of a GM. So, buckle up, let's get into it. Florida State is expected to hire a general manager, or if that's not the title, maybe you've seen other programs call it director of football operations, football president. Well, it doesn't matter, right? It's all kind of the same thing. Why is this important? Why does timing matter for this? I have concerns with this process, and then some other deep dives into it. We'll talk about all of that in today's video. I don't always get on here and ask for subscribers. We've done a good job on the channel, and I know a lot of you are subscribed. If you enjoy this, if you appreciate any part of the content, we certainly would love if you subscribed. And then be on the lookout. Again, unless there's breaking news, my plan is for the next four or five videos to kind of be part of this series of how do we move forward. We can't really talk about where we're going unless we talk about where we've been. General manager Derek Ray looks like and has now accepted the job to work at UCLA. Personally, Derek Ray has always been great. We've had him on the channel before, at least once, maybe multiple times. I've spoken with him several times in person. We were at a softball game together back in May. Really good guy, really nice guy. I think he gets a lot of undeserved blame for the situation that Florida State is in. I don't think that he's without his faults. I don't think that he's, you know, not made mistakes while in Tallahassee. But I think you could say that about everybody that's on this staff, right? I think that that's pretty widespread. I think that why Derek Ray, in my mind, doesn't get maybe as much blame as the fan base wants to put on him, and this is my opinion, you guys may disagree in the comments, and I'm good with that. That doesn't bother me. I think why he was brought here and then what his role evolved into just due to the changes in landscape in college football are two very different things. I think that why he was brought here was not necessarily to be negotiating NIL and building out a roster in the current state of college football. And his job evolved into that, which wasn't necessarily something that he had experience with, something that he had strengths with. I think a lot of his responsibilities when he was brought to Tallahassee were more so how to identify talent, not how to manage an NFL-style roster. When you look at other GMs that have been hired in the last couple of years all across the country, most of them have some kind of NFL experience because whether you like it or not, college football is moving toward that NFL model of a salary cap and roster retention and understanding where players need to be paid, where emphasis needs to be placed, where you can save a buck on one position and where you really have to spend with that allotted amount of funds that you have. I don't think that it's Derek Ray's fault that the job evolved while he was on it. I think he wasn't necessarily the right guy to do what was being done, but ultimately it falls on Mike Norvell for having him in the position to do that. If you hire somebody to work for you and the job responsibilities change drastically and you continue to keep somebody in a role that they're ultimately maybe not qualified for or don't have the experience for, that's not the fault of the employee. That's not the fault of the person that you hired to do something else. Now, again, that doesn't mean that Derek Ray was blameless. That doesn't mean that, you know, he didn't make mistakes or have faults or anything like that. I do think there's an aspect of he gets the blame because it's too hard, excuse me, for fans to blame the head guy. Not that Florida State fans have had a challenge in blaming Mike Norvell for anything. But that's my thoughts on Derek Ray. Obviously, he's gone. You will bring, you would think, somebody in now to oversee football operations, the roster, retention, the salary cap, NIL, all those things. It will be a new face. It'll be a new leadership there. I think the other reason that I don't put as much blame as maybe others do on Derek Ray's plate is because Mike Norvell ultimately signed off on everything that Derek Ray did. Mike Norvell is still the head coach. This wasn't a GM situation like you have in the NFL where the GM supersedes the coach. Mike Norvell was still the most powerful man running FSU football. And so anything Derek Ray did that you disagree with or that we find out later failed or that we find out later went well, Mike Norvell was signing off on that. I think the new GM role should and likely will be a position that is over Mike Norvell. I think that would be what makes the most sense for Florida State. I think that would be what makes the most sense, not only for FSU just in general, but for Mike Norvell specifically. Mike has very much struggled with recruiting, and we've talked about that for going on 7 years now. And let's be honest, he doesn't even really have the edge in the portal that he once had. And so I think when you're bringing somebody in, you, as you move towards this NFL model, which again, I know we all hate, but let's be honest with ourselves, that's where college football is going. I think the GM should be over the coach. The GM should have the responsibility of building out a roster in tandem with the coach. You want players that are going to fit the system that is in place. And you look at the successful programs in the NFL. Yeah, the Chiefs, you know, Andy Reid is the one calling the plays and motivating the guys, but the GM is bringing in guys that fit his system. So that's the way I think it should work at FSU. And ultimately, the way I think they will make a hire. I think that also somewhat insulates the AD. It's protection for the AD. And I know you guys have a lot of thoughts on Alford, but I think that that would be what's smartest because the general manager or the director of football operation or whatever you're going to call that person, give that title to them, they are responsible for all of football. And the AD, if they put a successful GM in, the GM would then have the power to make the decisions that pertain to football specifically. Maybe that's a good thing for FSU. Maybe it's not. We'll see how that ends up working out. How much of an impact does this have? In my opinion, marginally. I know that's not maybe what you want to hear. I think it's a marginal impact. I don't think it's some massive, you know, like landing a five-star quarterback or getting a new head coach or anything like that. I think it's a marginal impact because Mike Norvell is still going to have input on who we bring in, what players he wants to go after and recruit, how the roster is ultimately structured from a big picture standpoint because of the systems that he puts in place. I think the GM can help a little more with strategy, a little bit more with the way that recruits are targeted, and he can improve some things, but I don't think that this is a, you know, night and day, light and dark difference. I don't think this is a light switch that switches on and Florida State all of a sudden starts recruiting top five classes. The timing of this is probably the most important aspect and probably the part of this that I don't know if the word is frustrates or concerns or what, the timing of this is probably where I want to spend the most time. Right before I do that, I will give some love to Tallahassee Ford. Watch this quick ad and we'll move on.
Flag football team coming along. I see you got Lauren from accounting.
You know, it's pretty strong, Mr. H. How is yours?
Well, we got Big Jerry from service, Jenyon from parts, and Mr. Vickers here from sales. We got a pretty strong lineup.
Look, Lord, here's the rest of our team in a brand new F-150. Hey, guys.
Let's go.
All right.
You ready to win?
How'd she get those guys? That was your job.
Guys.
We got some work to do, man.
Bye. Tallahassee Ford. We make winning easy.
Tallahassee Ford for their support. Go check them out if you are in the market. The timing of this is something that every day that passes frustrates me. If you follow me on social media, which I don't necessarily recommend, but you can go check that out if you want to. I have continued to be sarcastic with this. Florida State put out a statement after the Stanford game on October 18th. The statement came out on October 20th. I remember being in Nashville when I got that and nearly driving my car down to Music Row and just sitting in a bar for the rest of the day. But I didn't. Put a statement out almost 2 months ago. And in that statement, they said they were going to do a thorough evaluation. We've talked about that, right? I don't need to belabor that point. But talked about how they were going to make significant changes to or evaluate things to be able to make significant changes. They put another statement out after NC State, after that debacle, and Florida State had lost six of their last eight games. They put a statement out that they were going to make sweeping changes to the football program. We now sit here on December 14th as the playoff is just less than a week away from starting, as signing day has already passed, and Florida State still has not made any kind of change or hire at the GM position. I've talked about this, so I don't mean to belabor this point, but here I go again. UF hired a general manager the same day that John Summerall was announced. That was on a Sunday. Florida was still, you know, according to them, they hadn't pivoted off of Lane Kiffin just the day before, just on Saturday. So they were still in it for the Lane sweepstakes on that Saturday before they hired Summerall and their GM. And even with that, they pivoted off of him, got the Summerall deal done, and hired a GM within 48 hours. USF hired Brian Hartline, offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach for Ohio State. They hired a GM, announced a GM, just 1 week after hiring their head coach. We are 2 months into this, almost 2 months in, from the Stanford game, when you kind of knew you were going to have to and need to make a change. We are 2 months in, and Florida State still hasn't hired a GM. I think that's a fatal flaw. I think that's a fatal misstep by Florida State. Every day that passes, it becomes more apparent that... Not to take this political. It reminds me of the debate when Trump said, we have concepts of a plan. That's what Florida State right now reminds me of, and that's what it feels like they're doing. Hey, we don't necessarily have a plan for this, but we have concepts of a plan. And that viral meme moment from a presidential debate is almost how I feel with FSU. There is no good reason that a GM has not been hired. And there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency. And that should worry you. Why should that worry you? Roster retention is a huge piece of this. Before we even get to the portal, which opens up in a couple of weeks, roster retention is really important. They are having exit interviews, and they are talking with players about who is going to return to this roster. And I don't know how to tell you guys this, but without a GM on staff, without even Derek Ray still being here, which you may love or hate him, who do you think is having those conversations? Who do you think is talking with players about whether or not they're coming back next year? Well, it's the same staff that's responsible for 2-10. It's the same staff that's responsible for 5-7. It's the same staff that's responsible for 7 wins in 2 years or 4 power 4 wins in 2 years. And I don't know why a GM is not in place right now doing that. I have no clue why Florida State has not brought somebody in to be able to take care of that. Florida was able to do it in 48 hours. USF was able to do it in a week. And Florida State still hasn't done it. Now, hopefully this video gets Old Taste exposed real quick and a hire happens within the next 24 hours. And you guys can all run to the comments and say, see, they knew what they were doing. But I'm not super hopeful that they're extremely close like that. Not just roster retention, not just who's going to come back on this roster if you're Florida State, but also the portal opens up soon. The portal opens up at the beginning of January, which we could talk at length about the mess that the college football calendar is right now. But if you don't have a hire in place by the time the portal opens, and hopefully a little bit before that, so that the new guy can come in and evaluate the roster and watch film and understand relationships and have talks with players, how do you know who you're going to go target? How do you know who you're going to go get in the portal? If a GM hire is not made by the time the portal opens, it is an abject failure, like a 2-10 level failure. Because at that point, you're asking Mike Norvell and this staff to go out and hire another roster for next year, right? Retain another roster, bring another group of players in. If your fix for Mike Norvell's issues is fixing the roster, who is ultimately making the decisions on which players to keep or go let go right now? Who is negotiating the NIL deals and rev share deals right now for the 2026 season? Leads you to another question, another thought train. If the results of next year aren't up to par, can we even blame Mike Norvell? If he was the one who was largely responsible for building this next year's roster, which, let's be fair, he's going to be. The most that a GM can come in at this point and do is bring another, 20-ish guys from the portal? Most of this roster is going to have Mike Norvell's fingerprints all over it. And if a GM isn't hired before the portal opens, it's Mike's roster. The GM did nothing to help 2026. Pretty credible reporting that's out there. And what I've heard all along is that this hire had been slated for the middle to end of January, which is just absolutely preposterous to me. You're talking about a hire happening 3 months after the Stanford game and after the portal has already been open for 2, 3, or 4 weeks. Now, I do think some good news. The timeline on that has moved up some to where I would expect that hire to happen sooner. I think that comes from pressure, from boosters, from fans, from supporters, from people in the athletics department that kind of say like, dude, we got to get somebody in here. But every day that passes is and should be worrisome to FSU fans and supporters. I've got concerns about this, and I've not tried to be overly negative, try to just kind of lay out what I'm thinking and the facts, but I do want to be pretty authentic on this. And other parts of this series may show more optimism, but I don't know how to do anything but be authentic. And if that upsets people, at the end of the day, it upsets people. I don't truly know if this is a real change that has a massive impact on the Mike Norvell tenure, or if it's just something to appease fans, to make fans and supporters feel like FSU is changing something or doing something to correct the situation that we're in. I don't know how much of an impact it really makes. Now, number one, it is taking away more responsibility from Mike Norvell. At the end of the day, recruits commit to coaches. GMs can help. Look at Oklahoma where Jim Nagy is. He used to be the director of the Senior Bowl, a guy that was very, very entrenched in looking at guys going to the next level. He was a perfect hire for them, and he's very involved, and he even takes on somewhat of a recruiting responsibility there. If you're hiring an NFL guy, kind of the antithesis of that hire by Oklahoma, I don't know that this guy is going to be breaking down the doors to land elite prospects. Elite prospects are elite prospects. You don't need to be Mike Norvell or Nick Saban to realize why Jeremiah Smith is a good recruit. My other concern, does Norvell have enough juice in year 7 after 4 of 6 losing seasons and 5 of 6 years where the year has ended in disappointment? Look at the DB coach hire that we just failed on. Brandon Harris going to UF. If you think a coach doesn't understand stability and why he should go somewhere that he has a little bit more security, I mean, do you not think recruits would be the same way? Do you not think recruits would think the same thing about a lame duck coach? Another big concern I have about this is, why are we paying a coach $10 million a year and taking away responsibilities from him? He's not allowed to touch the offense. He can't build his own roster. Are they going to let him wear a headset on the sidelines next year? I don't know. But ultimately, this isn't a quick fix. Turning over the roster, though it can be aided through the portal, is not a one-year thing. I've spoken with people around FSU and then outside of FSU, and they would tend to agree. It still takes at least 2 years to rebuild a roster if it's going to be completed in totality, sometimes more than that. And look what Florida State just did. They just signed 30-plus high school guys. That's adding to the current roster that the new GM, the fix for Mike Norvell's issues, had no part of. If the GM is in place by Christmas, how much of the roster is really going to be impacted in 2026? I think you're talking about maybe 20 to 25 guys, which is a ton to take in the portal. It certainly could be less, but think about that. Rosters are about 100 guys. That's between 20 and 25% of the roster. Is Mike's job being judged off of a GM that is literally touching that little of the roster being constructed? As much as I don't think Mike Norvell should be the coach here, it's not really fair to him to judge him based on the 2026 results if that is the fix, if that is the solution, right? If the GM had been here since, I don't know, November and had helped through signing day and then helped through roster retention and then helped through the portal, and 50-plus percent of the roster is the GM's doing, then I think you could say, hey, Mike, we gave you a better roster. We gave you a better clay to work with. It's on you. If the GM's touching about 20 guys, I don't think that's Mike Norvell's fault. I think it just is a kick the can down the road here. Instead of fixing the main issues, going back to the responsibilities that were taken away, instead of fixing the main issue, which we all understand what that is, it's the head guy, we're continuing to prop up a guy that is obviously in over his head. To me, the GM hire has to happen ASAP. I would love for the 20 minutes that I've been on here ranting, I'd love for it to all be thrown away. I'd love for a hire to be made while I'm talking. And I'd love to look at Harlan and say, trash it. We're not going to be able to put that video out because Florida State did the right thing. I don't care about the video. I don't care about the views. I don't care about the subscribers that come from it. I just kind of want Florida State to do the right thing and make a hire so that 2026 isn't an abject failure like four of the six seasons we've had under Mike Norvell have been. Now, the GM hire could certainly work out. As a Florida State fan, as a supporter, as a booster, I hope it does. But the lack of urgency and the head guy still being the same leaves me little to hope for. I said it in the last video, but if you didn't catch it or you didn't stay around for the end of it, ultimately my frustration with Mike Norvell has ended, or at the very least, it's near its end. I think he's a good coach, ultimately, who did some nice things here, but ultimately this job is just a little bit too big for him. Unfortunately for FSU, he did have great success over 2 years, and that has us somewhat trapped. I understand the money dilemma, but Mike Norvell failing at his job is no longer on him. It's on the administration that continues to keep him in power. If I continuously put a full glass of milk in front of my 3-year-old multiple days in a row and he dumps it over, it's no longer his fault for spilling it on the third and fourth and fifth days. And that's where I'm at with blaming Mike Norvell. The milk has been spilled. It's not on him if it happens again because we put the milk back in front of him. Hopefully this wasn't too depressing for you guys, but I think there's a chance that FSU makes a good hire and it does help. The GM hire is something that we'll continue to monitor and we'll continue to talk about. But if you're going to go down this road because you're Florida State, this is the path you must take. And I think it's going to be intriguing to see how they take it, to see how they operate. Is this truly a fix? Or is it just, let's do something big. Let's make a splash. Let's say we're making this massive change so that the fans will get off our backs a little bit. My fear is that that's what it's really about, because I don't think things change in a massive way with a new GM in. Now, can this help the long term? Can this help the future? Is this the direction of college football right now? Yes. I think it has a bigger impact on things to come than it does the Mike Norvell tenure specifically. In this series, we'll talk about Mike Norvell's salary. We'll talk about the chances of him maybe giving some of that back again. We'll talk about coaching hires and the strategy that's going into them. We have dove into that some. We will talk about the mindset, the expectations for this program, NIL and revenue sharing, and talk about, again, trying to be as optimistic as possible, how this thing fixes itself, if that's possible under Mike Norvell, and what the next steps are. So again, make sure you're subscribed. That will be what our next several videos are about. I've spoken with a lot of people and done a lot of research on where we're at as a program. And that's what I kind of want to give you as we are into the offseason and before the portal hits, is just some steps, some ways that I hope that Florida State can turn this around. Again, appreciate Tallahassee for their support. All of our content brought to you by Sleeper this year. Make sure you're on the Sleeper app, DFNS, for 100% match up to $100. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments. If you watched all 25 minutes of this, you are a hero, and we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon on Double Fries, No Slaw. Go Noles.